Well, in this city and in this region, everything is better after a Red Sox win. So that's two in this series. Series one, and the Red Sox are on a bit of a roll, and you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Is it an Ask Us Anything text day on the Subaru of New England text line?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is? All right. 781 text. Are your vacation days paid? Yes. Follow up. Why would you not then use unlimited flex days? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Curtis is taking full advantage.
Yeah.
Some might say abusing the flex day system currently with 2 weeks off.
Two and a half.
2.5 weeks off.
Right.
For some of us, we feel like if we're not here, then the show will not perform at the level that we want it to perform at. So
correct.
We might be reluctant to take that long of a period of time off.
And that's 2.5 weeks straight is hard to do. Well, it used to be hard to do with normal vacation. No one took 2.5 weeks because if you got 3 weeks vacation, you wanted to split it up through the year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But now because we do have unlimited flex time and, you know, Greg's, you know, as soft as a mush.
What am I soft as?
I was going to say
an ice cream right
no,
now.
No, I was going to say a marshmallow.
Soft as a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Are you attacking my appearance?
No. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
I would say
puffed, man.
your leadership discipline when it comes to flex things.
In the Twitch chat, there's an ongoing chat that you can participate in throughout the 4 hours of this program every day on Twitch. And Angry Principal Dave is in there suggesting, Shime, that you are precluding him when he leaves a Hill Note from being included in the replay of Hill Notes. Mm. And instead, most of your ire and your poking fun is done in Courtney's direction while he's attempting in his Hill Notes to poke fun at Curtis. Answer to that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely precluding Angry Principal Dave from being in the Hill Notes. No, Greg, I kid you not. In the last 4 shows that we've done, this guy has messaged me like 10 times. And unfortunately, some days, like yesterday, we run out of time and we can't get through every Hill Note that's left. And Dave, unfortunately, you left yours too late yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It was towards the end of the audio track. We didn't get to it. It is what it is. And it wasn't all that good for you to skip the line. So if I find one that's really good, I let it skip the line. But just because you're angry, Principal Dave, doesn't mean you get to go every single day.
Wow.
That's all.
He feels like you are defending Curtis, essentially, in his absence by not playing his Hill Notes that are directed clearly at Chris Curtis.
Yeah, I'm definitely defending Curtis. Yeah, that's why I allowed the Hill Note yesterday that said, oh, this is the best week of my life. I love this show. There's no Curtis. Yeah, that's exactly why I let that one go through, but not yours.
So Shime is the actual gatekeeper of the Hill Notes.
Well, I don't know about that.
He just said it.
I see Jackson there. So, Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Excellent.
Jackson is screening all of the Hill Notes throughout the morning. Am I correct about that process?
Yeah, it's kind of a team effort. I gather them. I put them in the system. I weed out the ones that aren't funny or aren't good at all.
Okay.
And then, so that's my batch. And then I give my batch to Shime. And Shime does what he wants with them.
Good to know that that is your strategy, because often it seems like you choose the ones that aren't funny.
Well, I mean, an artist can only use the tools he has in front of him.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to sense of humor, various taste buds, the humor taste buds that can be in effect.
We also
What one man finds funny, another man might not.
Of course. And we try not to just like outright censor things. You know, we try and let as many different personalities shine through on Hill Notes as possible. Mm.
So it seems like Jackson is the first bouncer that you get to that says, all right, here's who I'm not letting in. But then Shime is the actual person
checking IDs
that lets you in the joint.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Okay. 413 text. Greg, why are you and Curtis such hacks?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, define hack. What does that mean, hack?
I don't know. It's a great show that I believe just finished its final season, Hacks.
On what platform?
Oh, I believe maybe Apple Plus TV. No, I watched the first two seasons. It's about
I've never seen it.
You'd like it. It's about a stand-up comedian, okay. and she's kind of trying to make a resurgence. So that's the only way I've heard of hacks being used.
Yeah, I mean, if you mean that I have been working on perfecting my craft for nearly 35 years, then I guess I am a hack. If you mean that, I need further information from that 413 texter. But I'm here for it.
You're such a hack. You just keep getting jobs, Greg.
Well, I mean, really, I've only had two in my life.
That's true.
Really, just this. I mean, prior to me getting into radio. Prior to that, I was, I think I've talked about picking up drops at the apple orchard.
Yeah.
I believe I've talked about my paper route. I think I have discussed being a bartender at the Weston Racquet Club.
That's how you and Jen met.
That's where we met, yeah. So, I mean, I have a serve. I think I've discussed being a waiter, a server at Bullfinch's in Sudbury as a job that I work. So I but really only two radio jobs. That's it.
Mark my words because I understand.
Hold on, I'm going to mark them.
Yes, please. I can't comment on Curtis taking time off because I am taking time off. But Curtis, I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, you know, in a week after he's been off for a week and a half, people are going to start missing Curtis. They're going to start saying, all right, you know what? This man adds a lot of value to my life. And then by the time he's back, it's like people are clamoring for him.
You think Wally Pipp felt that way? I never go like, see, that is that's a different way of thinking for me. That
no, I'm just trying to give an excuse.
Respectfully, that's like the loser way of thinking. Oh. Like, because I look at it like, if you take time off, somebody's going to replace you.
Yeah, that's fine. If you are, everybody's replaceable. I understand that. But I'm also on my deathbed not going to say, wow, I'm glad I didn't take that trip to Ireland with my dad. You know?
Let's see. Here's an 860 text. Good morning, Greg. Why do you hate Connecticut? Why do you never take calls from Connecticut? I do not hate Connecticut. I don't like their pizza, but I do like Connecticut.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
You've been trying for Connecticut.
I am going to endeavor to have a roadshow in Connecticut next roadshow season.
I feel like Connecticut is that split state, you know what I mean? Depending on where you are in the state. Right. I don't know much about Connecticut. I've never had their pizza, but I hear it's great.
They are the nutmeg state, correct?
Yes, they are the nutmeg state. Yep.
They're either like half of them are either like New Yorkers and the other half are like, you know, whether Mass holes or Rhode Islanders are kind of like New Englanders, so it's kind of, I mean, but they say their pizza's spectacular out there, so let's try it out.
All right, you wanted to get David on to defend you. I don't know, I love David. On what. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you. And
it's good morning, you all. Good morning, you all. The other day I told Jackson, I don't like when people call the show and they only say good morning to one person.
Oh.
Team effort show.
Very nice of you.
So I think that's very important.
Very
important. So, yes, I am calling in. A couple of things. Number one, on the Sox and defend Courtney. On the Sox, for them to be for us to be back in my opinion, they need to stay about 500. This going back and forth doesn't cut it. They need to stay about 500, more than just a couple of games. Right. Now, defending Courtney, I am defending Courtney because Courtney is the queen of the show.
Oh, gosh.
What just happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think you're hearing Jackson talking in the back.
Jackson left his microphone on and was talking.
Jackson, you don't need to be. Just shut your mic off. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. David, go ahead.
Yeah, so the defending Courtney. Courtney is the queen of the show.
Thank you.
She's the candle on the centerpiece that lights up the show.
Oh.
And I will defend her. And it started when I was listening this morning, the guy Greg, whoever he is, that was his Achilles. He was giving Courtney a hard time. I was listening prior to the 6 o'clock show starting, and I was like, "That's not cool. That's not cool. I don't like it when people
see." So it wasn't even me.
Courtney and defend her.
It was baseball, Brett. Even you, referring you. To.
So it wasn't even me yesterday. Yeah. Brett, I was gonna say, it was like the poop stuff happened last week
with the Achilles.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When Courtney was like, "Tell us,
Brett and I are dear friends.
Tell us the real story." And Brett was like, "That is the real story."
Yeah. Well.
This is Tim from Connecticut. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
What's up?
Not much. I've called a few times. That was me that texted. I apologize.
It's fine.
I've been left on hold a few times with some great points and never got through. Yeah. I understand you guys are busy, but my point is today,
yeah.
I want to talk real quick about Angry Principal Dave.
Yes.
I can't stand this guy. He is such a loser. He gets picked on all day by kids at school. And this is a guy that's supposed to be, like, in charge of children. Come on, dude. You get picked on all day by kids, so you got to call a radio station to be angry and yell at people? What a loser. The guy needs to get a life. If you can't handle your job, go find something else to do. You guys are fantastic, and for him to call in and pick on you guys and all this other stuff, I will go toe-to-toe with Angry Dave any day.
Oh, wow.
He's the type of guy that if he walked up to you guys in public, he'd be like, oh, I love you, you're the best, blah, 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 blah. If you don't like somebody, you don't like them. You guys are fantastic. Hmm. I'm not fanboying with you guys or anything, but he's just, I can't.
Well, he only hates one person.
Matt Brady.
He hates Curtis.
Yeah. He loves us.
He
hates
Curtis.
Has he always hated Curtis, though? It seemed like it did kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a little, like vitriol, is that the right word, towards me early, but then that kind of dissipated, and clearly his bullseye and his target has been on Curtis.
He's a portly young man.
I think it's the like how I don't like the size. I don't think he likes the Curtis grunting and, you know, like mums in the background during the call.
He does do that.
My least favorite is when I say something and I can see Greg's eyes light up and he's looking at Curtis, because I can only imagine. I can't look in that direction.
Well, yeah, we can't see him.
Curtis gives a caller about 2 seconds before he determines that they suck. And then he goes,
Why Curtis isn't in charge of the calls.
He's like, hey, Bill from Andover.
Even on his weekend show, Kent takes care of that.
Yeah. You know, somebody says, hey, how you guys doing?
All right, okay, next call. Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
And for all the people out there,
am I petty?
Courtney and I have no control over the call screen situation.
Zero.
It's because sometimes calls mysteriously drop.
I think we should move on from this.
In the middle of a person's sentence.
Yeah.
All right. Did we do enough of Ask Us Anything?
Coded.
What do you call it on social media?
AMA, ask me anything.
Ask me anything, guys.
I did one yesterday, if you would like to check it out.
While you were getting your hair done, you looked great.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm getting my hair done. Ask me anything.
Yeah. Well, I didn't speak during that, but I did write that, yes.
Here's a beautiful sport coat that you should buy for your husband or boyfriend. Link in bio.
Somebody asked me for a nice sport coat. I provided a link.
I think those things are real.
Sport coat?
They ask me anything.
Would you like to see it?
No. I think it's a setup.
Nope. You can see all of the questions.
And so do you, like, respond verbally?
I write, but these are all the people that send in questions.
Okay, the thing, we don't have time for it, but the thing that you have that you shared during Ask Me Anything about what you have prepared for your trip is psychotic. Psychotic.
Why?
Yeah, that is next level.
We don't have time for it now, but it is. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Did you see it?
Yeah. She would be the best, like, serial killer ever.
It's complete serial killer vibes, what you have. Because you're going on. How long are you going away for?
A week.
I'll talk about it when we come back. I'll get to it next.
Because
it's a clear problem. All right. We will be right back with leads.